So the state has a new recycling program. It's an educational program called Recycled Smart that I, Wendell Waters, and my partner,
Jenny Omeg,
did a story on recently. We thought we would get together and do a little podcast to talk a little bit about how this is going to affect you as the consumer and how to make it a little bit easier. Right, Jenny?
Absolutely. I mean, you and I are both really passionate about the environment and recycling and making sure that it's done right and done well, because if it's not, then there's no point in even doing it.
That's right. That's right. Because China has a new policy now that it's requiring so little contamination in the recycling that a lot of it's getting rejected.
And the problem is a lot of people have been doing things the same way for umpteen years, and it's been taken off their curb, and it just disappears. And they think that it goes and gets recycled. But a lot of that stuff, when it gets to the MRF, they're called, they are just thrown in the trash when they get there because they're contaminated with plastic bags, food. They're not done properly.
Yep. Milk not rinsed out of the container.
Right. So just because it leaves your curb doesn't mean it's actually being recycled.
That's right. That's right. So what we want to do is just give a few tips to make sure that what you put at the curbside is going to be recycled or has a high chance of being recycled in any case. So, Jenny, you know, share a couple of things that you do on a regular basis.
It's funny. I grew up, my parents were avid recyclers. They were some of the best. And they taught me almost everything I know about recycling, which is kind of crazy to think. Way ahead of their time, my parents. but they would go through the process of delabeling everything, whether it was soaking a jar in the sink, which works wonders, and then it just peels right off.
Yep.
Or like removing the little plastic rings on your soda bottles.
Taking those off,
getting rid of those. And my mom, she would take like leftover. When she emptied out her cottage cheese container, she would put it right in the dishwasher because guess what? It goes in the dishwasher. It's not going to melt.
Right. Yeah.
And then it's pretty clean. It can go right in the recycling.
Oh, that's a good point. Right.
I mean, the same is true. I mean, you can just wash them when you wash your dishes because you're spending the time already. You're getting the water hot. You're, you know, in the sink.
That's what I do. I just throw them in with the
dishwasher. Right. To rinse out your cans and your jars.
Yeah. Yep.
And then you're all set.
Yep. Now, some people probably, if they read the story, came across some surprising things, like that you have to take the labels off.
I don't think you necessarily have to. They don't force you to. I do it because I feel like it's even less contamination.
Okay.
It ups your chances of it actually being recycled.
Okay.
I know a lot of people don't. They don't bother. They just, you know, take the can and throw it right in as is.
Right, right. And or the glass jar.
Right.
Whatever. Okay. Right.
I just go the extra mile. I'm really anal about recycling.
Right.
My fiance will tell you that. There are times he'll you know, try to do his best. He'll put stuff in the recycling bin and I'll pull it back out and make sure it's rinsed. And bless him. He does his best.
Yep.
But he knows that I'm very, very adamant about recycling.
Well, washing them in the sink gets rid of one of the prime problems that we run into with curbside recycling, which is oily stuff.
Grease
is a huge problem. It's easily, you know, you can just spot it right away, and it just sticks there.
Any kind of food waste,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. Of course, now that we're talking about this, the best way to make recycling easier for yourself is to think about the packaging when you go shopping.
It's true. A lot of stuff out there is packaged in plastic. It's kind of sad when you look around and see how much plastic is in a grocery store.
Yep.
It's everywhere.
Yep.
It's pretty much unavoidable.
And it's getting worse.
Absolutely.
I used to be able, I make a lot of Greek spanakopita at the holidays, spinach pie. And each pie takes a pound of feta cheese. And I used to be able to go to the deli and order up, you know, 3 pounds of feta cheese, and they'd put it in deli wrap, and off I'd go, right?
Then you could throw that in the compost later.
Right, yeah. I mean, it was paper, basically, right? So now, for the last, probably 10 years, I've been buying it prepackaged, wrapped in the deli case. But now they're moving from that to actual plastic tubs.
Yep.
That it's in with a handle, and it's really thick plastic. Mm-hmm. We just keep ratcheting it up.
It's true. Last week, I know I showed it to you. I had my lunch here at the office, and it was tuna, but it wasn't just, you know, tuna in a can, which you can just take the can and throw it right in the recycling. It was a foil-lined plastic pouch.
Yes.
And not only was it in the pouch, but it also came with a spoon that is also not recyclable.
Which is completely absurd.
It is. I mean, how hard is it just to have a piece of silverware on hand in your, you know, put it in your lunchbox with you. Put it in your desk. I always have one with me in my desk.
Right, right. I keep a cup, a bowl, and silverware at my desk.
See, that's another thing that people can get in the habit of doing.
Yes.
Bringing stuff like that to the office with them and then cutting down on the plastic that they're bringing in and getting rid of while they're on the job.
Yep. And when you have a gathering, whether it's at home or the office, forego the plastic plates because we learned they are not recyclable. I always thought they were.
Yeah.
But they're not.
They have the
waxiness. Even if you wash them. Right. Right. And it might have something to do with the color, because didn't we discover that clear plastic cups are recyclable, but the red Solo cups that are ubiquitous at every holiday party are not recyclable.
That was surprising to me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're stamped with that logo.
Right.
But I think we found a lot of things that are stamped with that logo aren't actually recyclable.
Right. Right.
They might be, but not curbside.
Yeah. Exactly. So I think the biggest takeaways are to, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think the biggest takeaways are to step back for a second and realize that it doesn't really take a lot of effort to prepare your items for the bin.
No, have a razor blade and a utility knife. Those are like my main tools that I use.
Yep.
Utility knife, just like swipe it down the side of your label and it comes right off.
Done. Oh, okay. Yep. Yep.
And then obviously the razor blade, if you, you know, taking labels off of glass.
Right.
After
right.
Soak them, you can scrape them down a little bit.
Scrape them off. Right. Right. And then the other thing I think is what we were just talking about, which is to think about this before you go to the grocery store, before you go to buy things, think about how much packaging, and not just the grocery store, but other stores as well.
Right. One thing that really kind of bugs me is the produce bags.
Yes.
What's nice is, I found this out a few weeks ago when I was grocery shopping, Stop and Shop in Beverly has compostable produce bags. So not only do I get to put my produce in the bags so they're not, you know, flailing all over the cart and
right.
or the basket or what have you, but I can take that bag and put it in my compost bin.
Okay.
And reuse it that way
before
it actually goes into the compost.
Okay. That's interesting. I did not know that.
I'm not sure if they both do. I know the one on Elliott Street does.
Okay. Okay. I went out and bought the little nylon produce bags, and I take them with me, and I wash them.
Absolutely.
You know, you can't put them in the dryer. They shrink up.
Oh, right.
Teeny tiny. I learned that the hard way. But yeah, so I use those.
And it's nice to see that these larger grocery stores are making the effort.
Yep.
I know Beverly has the plastic bag ban that goes into effect less than a week now.
Right. Right. That's so right.
Things are going to be a change in.
That's right.
But to go to that step, because the thing that they didn't have to do was get rid of the produce bags.
Right.
But they're doing it on their own.
That's great.
That's awesome.
And exactly. I'm sure that the compostable bags are more expensive than the regular ones. So that's...
Absolutely. Because, I mean, the ones that I buy in the store in the roll are, you know, $6 for, like, 20.
Right, right,
so
yeah.
So they can't be cheap.
Right, right. So that's great that they're making that effort. Let's give them a shout-out. That's big.
Hope the other ones follow suit.
Right, exactly, yeah. Yep. So we've been talking, Jenny and I, about doing some follow-up stories to this one, and probably looking a lot at plastic and the role it plays and what we can do to cut down on how much plastic we use.
Yeah, I mean, it's everywhere. we were just talking earlier about Christmas presents and all the glitter.
The glitter. The glitter.
That's plastic.
It's all plastic. So not only is it all over my cat, who is black, used to be black, now she's sparkly, but all those little bits of glitter get into the environment.
And they don't go away.
And they don't go away.
They're just going to be there forever.
So that's one thing I'm going to be thinking about for next year.
There's lots of changes that you can just make in your everyday life that would make a difference.
So we will do some follow-up stories, and we'll talk more about that. Yeah. So in the meantime, we will sign off from the Wicked Local North Studio and wish you all a very happy new year.
Oh, yeah, that's coming up right away.
Right.
Oh, right around the corner.
Right.
So hard to believe. Feels like this year just started.
I know. Well, happy new year, and we will see you on the other side.